To wrap up, let me show you my favorite feature of enabling jQuery UI themes for Screeturn Wiki. So you can see we've got the UI darkness theme. If you look in the themes directory, we've got default elegant UI darkness UI lightness. No other jQuery themes in there. I'm going to pull up the theme roller Firefox bookmarklet. Bookmarklets are just little JavaScript snippets that you can put in your toolbar. They only work in Firefox, specifically designed for Firefox. There's a lot of different ones for creating shortened URLs and enabling other pieces of functionality within websites. This is the theme roller bookmarklet. So let me bring up theme roller. If you look at the dev tool at the bottom information bar, you can see there's a JavaScript function defined, and if you're curious, you can look at all the gory details of how it actually works. But I'm going to just click on this link, and theme roller pops up right in my web page. If I go to the gallery, it's going to actually dynamically modify my style sheets. It's going to use a different style sheet inside of my website. If I go ahead and refresh, that's gone. It doesn't actually exist on my website. But I can go to theme roller again. So it's the dev tool. It's enabled through the bookmarklet. I can go to the gallery. I can select a theme, see if I like it, try out different themes on my website. I'm actually seeing what my website would look like with this theme. Let's go with a swanky purse theme. Oh, the dot love theme. Lots of different options here. So I can pick it if I want to. I can go to the roll my own. Modify the font settings. I want to change this to a 0.9m. I want to increase the corner radius to 6, which would appear on dialogues and things like that. I can change the pattern, so I want more of a white lines type pattern. At 30%. So I can go ahead, make a fully custom theme, see how it's going to affect my live wiki with all of the content in there, download the theme, I'll get a zip file which I can extract, drop into the actual themes directory on my website, and go through the normal admin tools to select it, and then it's available for all users of your wiki.